subscribe to Cube. Bye. Unsubscribe from the series.
Hey, y'all. It Evan and Kelsey, and our podcast is called Candy Store and Buddhism. And our religion is Buddhism, because that's what I just said. And the name of this episode is Electrifying Prayer! Woo-woo! And the total episode time estimated is going to be like 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
Podcast in our religion is obviously about Buddhism, which was started by Siddhartha. He was told he had two paths, one of which was a great emperor, which was accomplishable by never leaving the palace. The second being a great Buddha, which was accomplishable by leaving the palace and seeing the real world. His father, entranced by the idea of his son having political power, kept him locked in the palace and giving him whatever he wanted, including beautiful women and all the expensive things he wanted. He even found the most beautiful maiden in the land to be his bride. After he had started a family, he had asked to see the outside world, and his father tried to make it seem like the world was perfect. But Siddhartha went out, and he went out into the country rather than the city. So he still saw the sickness, death, and elderly. After he learned that anyone can become sick and everyone dies, he realized life is not as it seems behind the walls. He decided to try and find enlightenment. He left his home and his family behind in search of nirvana. We're going to move on and talk about a more modern thing. A company named Acer has created a bracelet that will remind one of how many mantras you've said so far that day and how many you have left. A mantra, for those who don't know, can be compared to something like a buzzword. It is a phrase that they practice during meditation. There is no exact amount everyone says every single day, but the goal is 10 through 15,000. That's a lot of times in the first 6 months. This device helps you keep count by the chip in the beads that sends how many times you have and sending the information to your phone, and you know how many times you have said mantra. We find that's amazing and cool because of the fact that they will lose count after a certain amount. You're counting up to 10,000 for Pete's sake. And this will help them keep track during the first 6 months of mantras. So as earlier disclosed, we were talking about the mantras beads, also known as elite beads. How do you think these beads will affect the future of Buddhism?
I don't really know. I mean, I think that it'll help them, but I don't really know how.
Do you think it might help them with counting the amount of mantras that they've said that day?
Yeah, I mean, that seems really likely considering that's like its purpose.
Do you think that this will make an impact in the Buddhist community considering the conservative elders who don't really accept change?
I feel like it'll create a draw just like most things do, whereas the younger people will accept it, but the older people might not, and so it'll create a change in that manner, but like that happens with a lot of things.
What is another factor you think will deter from the beads from growing in the community?
Maybe if like they're elders don't approve of it, then maybe it'll stop like the access of getting the beads, and so like then they won't be able to accept it, so then later on in life like their families won't be able to accept it because they weren't taught to accept it.
And then one last question would be, why do you think the company made this other than to help count mantras, the amount of mantras said a day?
Maybe just to like help people, because I know it could be hard to count the numbers, and so they just created it to help, and innovation is always happening, so you know, it's just in a different way to make their lives easier.
Considering the fact that it's a count up to 15,000 mantras a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in. You are all amazing. Even you, Mr. Cyberling. Then that's the end. We are checking out, Kelsey and Evan. That's awesome. We're checking out of this candy store.